What's up, guys? Welcome back to the committee. Today we're doing the post week one top 10. Coming in at number 10, though, we got the Florida Gators, 1-0. Took down Utah 29-26 Saturday night. A fantastic game where Anthony Richardson and Billy Napier's Gators looked pretty good. I thought that Florida overperformed than what I expected. I expected a Utah win there at the Swamp, but Florida really came out and played a good game. They are up to number 12 in the AP poll and 19 in the coaches, so getting a lot of national attention now after that win. And they're going to be facing number 20 Kentucky next week, also a night game, 6 o'clock on ESPN, back in the Swamp. I'm really excited for that one. Back-to-back ranked games to open the season, and then they got South Florida, and right after that at Tennessee. So a lot of interesting stuff going on for the Gators. Really excited to see Anthony Richardson play again against Will Levis and the Wildcats next week. Coming in at number 9, we got Baylor, who absolutely smacked Albany 69-10. Doubled them in yards, tripled them in first downs. A good performance from the Bears, but not really anything you can look into that much against Albany. Next week, taking on BYU on the road at 9:15. This is going to be a fantastic game. Baylor took them down 38-24 last year in Waco, and I'm really excited for this. They're going to be a future Big 12 matchup between two teams that are not really considered elite, I would say, but considered to be top teams in the country and have been the past few years, looking to prove they are elite. And Baylor will have Oklahoma State coming up soon as well. So looking forward to that. Coming in at number 8, we have the USC Trojans. Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams had their debuts in Southern California, and it went pretty well. USC smacked Rice 66-14. Every drive led by Caleb Williams resulted in a score. It was pretty much, besides the first little instance in the first quarter where it was 14-7, whatever, it was all USC there. The Trojans looked pretty good, up to number 10 in the AP poll and number 12 in the coaches poll. Who they got on their schedule next? We got at Stanford, 6:30 on ABC. Again, another good one. We've already seen from 10-9-8, big matchups next week. So we have lots of good football to look forward to. Coming in number 7, we have the Clemson Tigers. So as everyone knows, Clemson had a few years at the top, consistent top 4, consistent playoff team. Last year fell off a bit, going 10-3, Cheez It Bowl dub over Iowa State. But not really to the expectations that people expect Clemson to play at. And head fronting that, DJ Uiagalelei, he didn't really have a good season last year and didn't look very great against Georgia Tech the other night. Honestly, to me, the offense, there's clear problems. Tony Elliott's gone. Trevor Lawrence, he's gone. Can't help Dabo anymore. I think the answer is to put in Cade Klubnik and see what he can do. I really like Klubnik. I've watched some tape from him from high school, from camps, from preseason, and I think he's the guy over DJ Uiagalelei. So hopefully Clemson makes that decision and sort of like Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence gets Klubnik in. Unfortunately, it's going to be a few weeks till anything actually matters for them, as they got Furman and La Tech. But right after that, taking on Wake Forest on the road, Sam Hartman just announced to be back and healthy, so he'll be good to go for that. And then NC State at home. Those are going to be some big ACC games that I'm really looking forward to. And, of course, the Clemson defense looked fantastic as always. Really just the offense that's the problem. Clemson is ranked number 5 in the AP poll and number 4 in the coaches poll. Coming in at number 6 is my Oklahoma Sooners. Got the W in Brent Venables' debut. It was a really exciting game. I had a lot of fun, and my favorite part was surely the little stretch in the first quarter where Jeff Lebby and the offense just pounded the hurry up in UTEP's face, and they had no answer for it. It was so quick, so fast, executed well, and that gets me really excited for the rest of the season. Another thing I noticed as compared to last year is improved tackling. Last year, we would see many times the Sooners on defense would let up a slant or a curl, which is still happening, but give the receivers the opportunities for crazy yak, because we just wouldn't tackle anyone, just plenty of missed tackles and extra unnecessary yards given up. And though the coverage was a little soft on Saturday, and it you know, those crossing routes were still killer, and there's a lot of plays kind of wondering what's going on in the coverage with how open the UTEP players turned out to be. But even despite that, I thought the tackling was fantastic. There wasn't many instances of free yardage given up by the defense, and I really liked that. Unfortunately, next weekend is Kent State. Night game, though, pretty exciting. We'll get to see a little bit the lights that the Sooners got. Obviously not South Carolina quality. But then taking on Nebraska in Lincoln the following week, so looking forward to that. The Sooners are ranked 7th in the AP and 7th in the coaches as well. Coming in at number 5, we got the Texas A&M Aggies picked up a shutout against Sam Houston State, who recently won the FCS National Championship about 2 years ago. So game notes from this: Anaya Smith is crazy OP. That dude is a certified freak, absolute baller. It's pretty fun to watch Smith go crazy. You know, Achane's pretty great too. Evan Stewart even had a few plays there. But Haynes King, you know, he had a decent game, made some good throws, but he made some poor ones for sure. 2 interceptions, and both of them, I'd say, were just, you know, pretty much free picks. Like the first one to the end zone, double coverage, a bit of a short ball, the corner makes a move on it, the safety makes a move on it, and there's not much the receiver can do there. That's an easy pick. Second one, same thing. King throws the ball a little high, a little behind. The timing wasn't really there, and that got snagged easily. So I'm looking for Haynes King to kind of build the chemistry and timing with the receivers a little bit more and get more comfortable in the system before making a real judgment on him. So far, though, he's looked okay, and I gotta see more of him. A&M is ranked 6th in the AP poll and 6th in the coaches as well. Coming in at number 4, we've got Michigan. Michigan took care of business against Colorado State 51-7. No complaints there. It was a good game. Good performance overall from the Wolverines. Looked good for the majority everywhere. Cade McNamara, though, didn't really shine. I'd say that was an aspect last year, even with the Wolverines being a crazy good team, going to the college football playoff. At number 2, McNamara, he's not very impressive. I don't know what else to say. I don't really think he is capable of repeating a Big Ten title. I think if they want that, they're going to have to play J.J. McCarthy, and he's going to have to play well, which I think he definitely can and will. J.J. is going to be playing next week against Hawaii. As we saw a few weeks ago, Jim Harbaugh announced McNamara would play the first game against Colorado State, and then J.J. would get the start in week 2, and then from there they'll see. I think McCarthy's the guy, so I'm looking forward this week to seeing if he can prove that he is. Michigan sitting at 4th in the AP poll and 5th in the coaches poll. They made a jump up 4 spots, all the way up to number 4 from 8 in the AP, which is kind of interesting there. Number 3, we have the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now let me just first say that this top 3 is very interchangeable, and Alabama did absolutely nothing wrong on Saturday. They smacked Utah State. They looked freakish fast. Bryce Young looked good. Goes off for 6 touchdowns. Got the Longhorns next week in Austin on game day. I'm super excited for that one. I'm hoping that Texas can keep it a good game, but this Bama team is looking crazy. And really, sitting here at number 3 is kind of an injustice to them for how good they are, but they're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to prove it this weekend against Texas. So we'll see. Number 2, Ohio State. They look pretty good. They broke down Notre Dame by the end of the game and just kept chipping away at them. It wasn't as explosive of a game as we would have liked to see from the offense. Of course, Jaxon Smith-Njigba got hurt there and is reportedly going to be out for 2 weeks. So that's a little upsetting for the Buckeyes. But Jim Knowles' defense impressed in the debut. And Ohio State controlled that game and showed for sure they're the better team than Notre Dame. And which Notre Dame played, they played a good game. And they're just outside my top 10 here. But the Buckeyes eventually shut them down, holding them just to 10 points in Tyler Buchner's starting debut. But I like this Buckeyes team. I think it's one of the best offenses in the country, a top 3 for sure. And it's up to, I'd say, Knowles and the defense to get it together after seeing what happened last season. And this is definitely a good step in the right direction. Unfortunately, Ohio State's taking on Arkansas State and then Toledo. So that doesn't really help us there. But Wisconsin is coming to the Shoe the week after that. So that's going to be exciting. And Ohio State kicks off their Big Ten play there as well. And coming in at number 1, we've got the reigning national champion Georgia Bulldogs, who just embarrassed Dan Lanning's Ducks. 49-3, outgained Oregon by over 250 yards, 2 turnovers for the Ducks there as well. Bo Picks threw 2 picks once again. Stetson Bennett looked pretty good. Georgia just rolled. There's no other way around it. They deserve to be number 1 right now. After that performance, scoring on their first 7 drives, and then just, you know, that's the game over right there. That's absurd. All touchdowns. Incredible game from Georgia, and there's no reason they shouldn't be number 1 after this week, after that performance. The Bulldogs are going to be taking on Samford next week, so whatever. And then after that, traveling to Columbia to play Spencer Rattler and the Gamecocks. I'm excited for that one. South Carolina looked all right this past weekend. If they'll have enough magic in them to beat Georgia once again, we'll see. But that's going to wrap it up for my post-week 1 top 10. Super excited for this next weekend. I'm going to be bringing out some game day predictions to y'all, some picks. We're going to be playing spread line over once again. And I think we're going to see some more impactful movement after this week of games. So to recap, we got number 1, Georgia, number 2, Ohio State, number 3, Alabama, number 4, Michigan, number 5, Texas A&M, number 6, Oklahoma, number 7, Clemson, number 8, USC, number 9, Baylor, and number 10, Florida. That's the committee's top 10 post week 1. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next one.